Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Dalid. How about if we start again from the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beit so that we can catch up and remember where we're at? Hamocher avdo leoved kochavim o lechutz laaretz yatzah ben chorin. So somebody who sells his servant to a goy, or he sells his servant to chutz laaretz, that eved is yotze lechayrut. So in the event that he sells him to the Akum, we're going to see that there's actually a knas that he's going to have to buy that Eved back at great costs and then free him. In the case of the Mocher L'chutz La'aretz, where he is in the Rishus of another Yisrael, possibly, we'll see what happens. Tana Rabbanan. HaMocher Avdo Lov Dei Kochavim, all this we did yesterday. HaMocher Avdo Lov Dei Kochavim Yatzal Echirut. And the original owner has to write him a get shichrur. It's not a get shichrur. Mira bo rishon. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'amed devarim amurim. When does he separately need a get shichrur? Only shelo katav alav ono. Al katav alav ono, zeo shichruro. The ono would be the equivalent of a shtar shichrur. What is ono? Amar Rav Sheshi dekatav le'achi. He writes him something along the following lines. But in the event that you are no longer in the rishus of the Akum that I sold you to, let's say you ran away or whatever the situation is, I no longer have any claims against you. So in the Ezek Bach, and therefore once he writes that, it's the equivalent of saying those words, I have no claims against you, is essentially a get shechur. What's it say? All of a sudden a smell from the cat.
The cat's in the building.
All of a sudden, huh?
Fair.
Maybe it's a
goldfish
smell?
No, it's cat smell. Barney is busy in the kitchen, so maybe we should just close.
Could be a potion to
Turn her up. Lava lav mina akum. Suppose somebody takes a loan from a goy and he mortgages the eved for that loan. Kivan sha'asalo ovid kochavim nimuso yatzalacheru. The moment that the goy makes the nimus, we're going to ask what that is. At that moment, the eved is yotze lecheros, because that's considered to be the moment of the sale. What does a nimus mean? Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, it's a nashke. It's basically a brand kind of thing. That would say signature thing that is melted onto a rope or a necklace that's put around the neck of the eved as an indication to whom he belongs. Yeah, it's a type of seal that's an indication of ownership. Om Ravuna bar Yehuda Nashke. Motiv Rav Sheshes, how could it mean a Nashke? We find the word Nimuso used in locations where it cannot mean Nashke. For instance, look at this. Harisin v'achachirot v'harisei batei avot. In cases where a Jew is working the field of an Akum. Now, he may be working that field as an Oris, which is a sharecropper. He may be working the field as a Chocher. So he pays a certain amount per year as opposed to sharecropping, where it's percentages. And the Chocher pays a certain amount and gets to work the Karka Kip, the Perot, or he gives a fixed amount of Perot a year no matter how the field does. Or if it's basically feudalist, there are, you say, but they have voted. This has been going on for generations. Or a case where an Ovid Kochavim mortgaged his field to a Jew. So in all of these cases, Afa Pisha Salo Nimus, so in this latter case, even though he made the Nimus to the Israel, which obviously can't mean some type of seal around a neck, which would make sense in a Sadeh, but whatever it means, in all of these cases, the actual karka belongs to the goy, and because of that, assuming that we're going like the Mandei Amar holds yesh kinyan liakum to be afuki min ha-masrot in Eretz Yisrael, so in all of these cases, it's potter min ha-maaser. If you're trying to tell me that nimuso means, thank you, a nashke, it doesn't fit at all here. I mean, how in the world does a field get a nashke? I mean, it can't mean a nashke. So obviously we're wrong in understanding the word. Okay, so what would it mean? Because Isaac died a nashke, how could a sada have a nashke? Elam Reb Sheshes, you don't want a nashke, a nimuso is a nashke. What is the nimuso? Not a nashke, obviously, but It is a zman. Nimuso means the time of payment. So in other words, you add to the mortgage that in the event that... it's horrible. There must be a cat out there by that window or something that's spraying the window. Want to just check it out? Or should get him out of there? It's just getting worse and worse. That's Mamish on Barrett. No, there's where it'll be. No? Don't open it. It'll smell even worse. No. Okay. Don't know. I don't know. They often spray that window and then the whole room gets. But I didn't see a cat up there. Okay. So what happens over here is that you write, if the debt isn't paid by date such and such, then the field, or in the case of the Eved, would do the same thing, reverts to so-and-so who made the loan. No, it is possible that they get in. Yeah, no, it's not a bad idea to look. No, I had a cat living in my house for months. And I had no idea. It was living in the Pesach cabinet. A whole family had it raised in there. Unbelievable. Couldn't figure out why. It's Pesach, so it was closed. In my house, I had a mice like that. So there, Richie's looking for the cat. It's not such a problem. He could be hiding behind there to get a refrigerator or whatever. Anyway. Yeah. Whew. Okay, so then if this is the event, that Nimusa means you write a date at which point the mortgaged property, be it the Eved or be it the Sada, reverts to the ownership of the lender, then we've got ourselves a contradiction, right? Because if it means Zman, now we've got Kash Zman Azman. In the case of the Eved, we said that the moment that the Eved Kachavim makes Nimuso, which no longer means Nashke, it means says at what point it's going to become his Eved, that at that point it's already considered to be a Mechira. And yet here we say that the field that has the Nimus written on it is most definitely still considered to be the field of the Akum and not the field of the Yisrael. And it's Mafkia, the Masrot. Now, how do you explain that? Is a Nimus considered to be a sale or is it not? Well, I mean, wouldn't it matter as to when we're talking about? Maybe that's the difference. Lokasha hodamata zimne. The case of the Eved is talking about that time has already arrived, in which case the Eved is now the property of the Goy. And the case of the Sada is talking about the lomata zimne. The time has not arrived. Oh, come on, says the Gemara. What do you mean this man has arrived? If this man has arrived, then what's the Kiddush? Of course it's a sale. You basically wrote a contract that this Eved belongs to a Goy on the 1st of March, and now you're telling me the big Kiddush is that when the 1st of March comes, then the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheres because you sold him to a Goy. Well, obviously, Tzricha L'Meimar. Elav Idi V'Idi must be, you know what, both are talking about the Loma Tazim. The time has not arrived, but there's a big difference because one is talking about Lagufa. One is talking about by the Eved. He was Koveya Azman, that the goof of the Eved would belong to him. And then up until that time, it's not considered to be his owned goof, but he could now begin utilizing this Eved LePeirot. So in this case, since he basically already has taken the steps to create a sale to a Goy, over there we gave him a knas, even though the time has not arrived. Mashen came by Asada. The kvias was only in terms of peirot. And if that's the case, even at the time that it is chal, it's only a din in peirot. And since it's only a din in peirot, there is no maaser that is chal if the goof of the karka is owned by a goy. This is Rashi's approach. It makes no sense on the surface. What's that?
I was hoping more was coming.
Yes. It obviously makes no sense because, I mean, if we're talking about the difference is in terms of Lagufa LePeirot, then it has nothing to do with, what are you talking about? Ide the Ide de lo mata zimne. Why de lo mata zimne? It makes absolutely no difference, even if it would be mata zimne. Not to make, I mean, If Rashi is making a big fuss about the idea of the knas being because of the fact that he took the steps to sell, and therefore we're already ready to be kines, why do we have to make the difference between the gufa and the peres? If the main point is whether it's roy to be kinesim or not. I mean, it's an absolutely weird pshat. So everybody argues on this pshat. Tosfos asks the obvious questions, about Shai asks the additional questions we spoke about. And so therefore Tosfos says, look, it obviously doesn't mean legufa or lipeirot. He changes it to read not legufa velipeirot, but rather it means that legufa means gufa, not legufa. Gufa and peira. So the point is, by an eved, even though this man hasn't come, the goof of the eved is by the rishus of the Ovid Kochavi, meanwhile, who is using him. And therefore, since the inyan is hafka'at mitzvot, he already, but the guy's going to let him keep Shabbos, the guy's going to let him daven. But I mean, so at this point already, the Rabbanan, since it's being done within the context of something that could culminate in a cell, so that's already something to be yotzei lecheiros for. Masha'en kein, if the Yisrael only has peirot, so if the sada belongs to the goy, the bottom line is it's parted from Meiser. That's all. It doesn't mean ligufa v'lipeirot. Okay. Or, iboitema, we could say that there's a simple solution. That it was talking about b'shalava almanat l'mashkeno v'lo mishkeno. There was an agreement that if I don't pay until such and such a time, you can come and take the karka. But he didn't yet come and take the karka. So until the Yisrael comes to take the karka, it still is considered to be in the chazoka of the goy, and therefore it's not mechuyev in ma'asot. Masha ein kein, in such a case, in the inverse, where the goy could come at any point and take the evet for himself, over there we already made the knas on the Yisrael. Okay? Again, this is how Rashi learns, right? There's a much, much simpler pshat, which Tosfos suggests, which could be referring back to the original kasha, and that it's going back to what we said, what's the chiddush? If it was the Yigiyas Mano, so obviously it belongs. And the Gemara is saying, if it's Yigiyas Mano, but he didn't exercise his right of being Mamashkein, that's the chiddush. So it's coming to tell me that the ability to exercise such a thing, once it was Mamgiyazmano, is considered to be the equivalent of a sale of Gabi the Knas.
So with the Knas is that he loses the Evan?
Yeah, and he has to buy him back. We'll see. We haven't finished the sugi yet. There's much more to come. Tanur Rabbanan. How about in a case where someone comes where the owner had never indicated that he has this eved and that he's being mamashkin the eved, but some goy to whom he owes money comes and he forcibly takes the eved and says, look guys, you didn't pay me, I'm walking off with this eved. So over there, it's not as if the person wanted to sell the eved. Or, let's say there was Sikrikon, and Sikrikon were basically marauding mobsters during a time when things were lawless and nobody was makbid on the murder of Jews. So he says to the Sikrikon, take this eved and leave me with my life. And so basically he's buying himself off, right? So it's an adopted term. Again, as usual, we give it an adaptation. So it means sak, you know, take this thing and leave me free. So leave me my life, bikona me, and you take this.
It's a ransom.
Yeah, it's ransom. Basically, he gives it as ransom. So in that case, lo yatza lecherut. Is that true, though? That chovo lo, you're telling me if it was collected as a debt, even though it wasn't mortgaged beferish, that you don't have to suffer the knas? Ramini. Haresha ansu beit hamelach gorano. Suppose the melech comes and they take over his entire stack of produce of that year. Seim bechovo, if it was money that he owed for taxes, let's say. So then if he's a chover, chayav la'aser, he's still chayav a miser. I mean, he's using this to pay his chov. Im ba'an parot, but if it was just a loss and they've just decided to randomly take things from people for whatever they want it for, so then he's patur milaser. But over here you see clearly that it says Bechovo, that he has to take off Maaser. So that means it's considered to be basically like selling. A chaver who sells things has to take off Maaser from the sale. So why for the Eved do we say that he's not going to suffer the Knas and have to be part of the Eved and Mishach of the Eved? Over there, says the Gemara, look, it's different. The bottom line is he's being nana over there because he paid up his chov with the miser, essentially. So to say that that's a knas because I sold him, you can't by any stretch of the imagination say, I sold him. People came and they dragged it out. It's like, well, Hotzala Paul takes my TV. I sold my TV. It's the last thing I wanted. So if you're Hotzala Paul came and they took my Eved, that's what they found. You can't call that a sale. But certainly Legabe Meiser, where you are using this tfua, so to speak, to pay up your taxes, so then it's like anything else. You're Bukhuyev, you have to take off Maaser because it's the equivalent of a sale for that purposes.
So
yes, but he paid up his debt by having them take it. We're trying to make a distinction between the sale. You're right. You're telling us why it's not a sale of Gabi Knas. But he paid up his debt with this money, and therefore, as a chaver, he has to take off Maaser, whether he wanted to pay up the debt or not. The bottom line is that's what he did. But we can't give him a Knas because of the fact that Hotzah Lepol chose this to take.
What is the translation of Rebbe Mishtar Shulei? What does that
mean? It's something that you get into. It goes into you. You've paid up your debt with it, and you've used it. So it's something that becomes not part of you. It's not as if Stam it just disappeared into thin air. Okay, as the Gemara, what about this case over here? Amarav, Amokar Avdola Farhang Oved Kochavim. So a Farhang Oved Kochavim is basically the kind of guy who's got sort of a carte blanche from the government. He's able to talk them into anything. You know, these guys owe you this, these guys owe you this, these guys are dangerous. This guy is very dangerous. It's basically a metzik. It's somebody who creates tzoras. Creates tzoras, you don't need this guy on you. So you bribe him. So over here, the bribe consisted. It said, look, you certainly did not want to allow this guy to take your effort, but the guy comes and he insists, you know. Okay, fine. So if you're mocher avdo, the guy wants something from you, and you give him the evet. So over there, the halacha is that it is yotzei l'cheiros. Why isn't that the same as doing something that you don't want to do, like in the case of hotzah l'poah? Says the Gemara, well, it's very different. Atam avilei l'piyav v'fayes v'lo piyes. I mean, look, over there, basically you're searching for a way out, you know. So maybe you could find some other thing to get the guy on your side. Be nice to him. Would you like a cigarette? I don't know. I mean, the fact that this is what you yourself came up with already, that's much more similar to a mechira. If they come into your rishus and they take something out, then that's already not even similar to a mechira. Gufa. Omarav. Amokher avdala farhanu v'kechavim yotzeh l'cheirut. You say, why? My avilei l'mevad? What should you have done? Avilei l'fiyes v'lo piyes. Boy, Reb Yirmiyah. How about if you make a 30-day sale? In other words, you say, okay, listen, for this money, it's his, at the goy, it's your effort for the next 30 days, then you give it back.
It's not the same as rent.
Well, I mean, it's not the same in terms of chiyuvim, but the question is whether it fits the conditions of the takon of the chachodim of sale. That's the point. So since you're doing it as a sale, so that gets it, is it only a nitzchi sale because you're permanently keeping him from doing mitzvahs and so on?
Only because he bought
the land. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaro. So what do we say? Is it the same as a sale? Or since in the end he's going to come back and he's going to be doing mitzvahs again?
Temporary.
Yeah. Toshma, the Omer Rav, Amocher Avdo, the Farhang of Ekochavim, Yatzal Echerud, and we assumed that the Farhang is basically just there as an excuse that the government needs it, you know, but eventually it's going to come back. No. A Farhang of Ekochavim, believe me, once they get their claws into that car of yours, it ain't ever coming home. Over there, it's Enochoser. That doesn't prove anything. Okay. How about a case of Mochro Chutz Mimalachto? Look, I mean, the issue over here is that you are being mafkia your eved from doing mitzvahs by selling him to a goy. Now, that means since the goy is going to be keeping him busy, he's not going to say, okay, you can take off now to go daven, or, yeah, you can take off because it's Shabbos today, and so on and so forth. But how about if the sale does not allow the goy to use any of the time of the eved to do work? He is only buying this eved as a reproduction generator. So he wants to have all of these kids, and he's got shvachot, so he's looking for a stud. So he buys this eved as a stud. But meanwhile, the eved is free to do mitzvahs and so on. Is that considered to be the equivalent of a sale that they were kones? What would be the thing?
It's a condition of the sale.
Yeah, it was a condition of sale. That's right. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't want my eved to be mufka mi mitzvahs. But, you know, fine. I mean, it's a good job. So we'll sell him for stud work, you know. Or how about if he sells him with a condition in sale chutzpin on mitzvahs? Whenever the eved has something to do, time for davening or Shabbos or whatever it is. Yes. Talmud Torah can make it cool.
Sorry.
So you have to leave him off, you know. Or maybe the most important element of the knas was the fact that since the Torah is mechayev you to make sure that your avodim don't work on Shabbos, right? Avdecha, ve'amatecha, ve'amtecha. So maybe that's the problem. You know, you're taking your eved and you're putting him into position. How about if you sell him with a condition that Shabbos and Yom Tov he's not doing anything? So chus b'shabbatot v'yom tovi. Mao. How about if you sell the eved to a ger toshav, to who keeps the Shabbat business b'nei Noah? Or if there's no other kechovim, at least maybe that's the main concern, that we're afraid he's going to be exposed to avodah zarah. But how about if you sell this eved to a yisrael mumer? Is that the same thing as selling him to a goy? Because this guy doesn't keep Shabbos, this guy doesn't keep mitzvahs, so you're being mafki a mina mitzvahs. How about all of these cases, Mao? How about lakuti, Mao? Well, one case I can answer, pshot miyachota. And that is that it says beferish in the Braita, ger toshav has the same din as an ovik kechavim lagabi yisrael. Kuti v'yisrael mumer is a machlokas. Amr like ovik kechavim, v'amr like yisrael. Bo minem Rabbi Ami, eved shipilatz malagayasot. How about a case where the eved threw himself at the mercy of these goyish bands because he wanted to get out of his current situation, and there is no way for his master to recoup the eved, not bedinei Yisrael, and lo bedinei of the kochavim. The people who walked off with him are willing to give him some compensation for the eved, but they're not willing to return the eved, and he can't recover the eved. Is he allowed to accept the compensation? So, mao shiyitola domav. This is similar to the Nazi payments, so to speak. Same type of thing. Is it considered to be gufa, wrong to take payment for something like that? Or accepting payment is a different issue. Omli Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeka, you go ahead and you study the things that you know already and you'll find it right. So sure enough, Rabbi Zeka went out, Nofak, and he searched, and he was medayik, and he found a raya, Vashka, Netanya. What did he discover? He discovered a braita. Somebody sells a house and earns the soul to a goy. The mav asurim, and then, you know, he's not allowed to use that money because it's usur to sell a house to Ovid Kochavim. An Ovid Kochavim she'anas beto shel Yisrael. How about where an Ovid Kochavim breaks into the house, takes over the house, and the balim can't get him out? Not b'dini Yisrael, not b'dini Yaakov. Vein ba'alav yachol otio lo b'dini Yisrael v'lo b'dini Ovid Kochavim. So here it says beferish in the Braita mutar li tola damav. If the guy's willing to offer compensation, you're allowed to not only to accept the compensation, but you can even go and sign on it in a goyish court, even though this is making it seem all legal and everything. So you're accepting the facts that this guy has stolen your house, and this is the only way he's willing to pay you. So you can be kotevu ma'aleh bar kochalam, because any money that you can get out of their hands is considered to be a mitzvah. It's kematzil miyadam. What?
Is that a mechila also? That he's accepting money?
No.
That,
I'm just, who?
He still said get out, you know,
when he's signing a contract, how's he going to be able to get him out?
It's a mechila.
It's a sale. Right, but it's a forced sale, so to speak. And to be matzo miyodam, you can do it. So lechori, you should be able to do the same thing over here. No, I mean, maybe it's different. Why is it different? Because Dilma Hanimili, buy it. A house, you see, is not something that somebody is going to come to sell unless it's under this kind of duress. The lo sagile below bite, what are you going to do without a house? So lo ati lizvuna, you're not going to come to sell on some other occasion and do it with this type of excuse or having learned that this works. But an avda, the sagile below avda, let's see, you know, you learn to get along without an eved, it's tough, you know. But maybe ati lizvuna. I mean, this type of option was utilized, and the person may come, in fact, to be mezalzel to sell. Oh, look, is it the same or not? Shalach le Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami sent the following letter. Mini Ami Bar Natan Torah Yotza lechol Yisrael. Here is, this was a standard opening, from me, Ami. Torah shall go forth to the entire Klal Yisrael. Here's the din. Eved shipil atzmo legay asot, ve'in rabo yachol lehotziyo, lo bedinei Yisrael, ve'lo bedinei Akum. Indeed, mutar litol et amav, ve'kotevu ma'ale bar kotshelov dikochavim, mipnei shu kimatzil miyadam. So we see the Rav Ami paskened that the same is true of accepting money for an eved under these conditions.
It's part of the question, but maybe he felt it was needed to exaggerate or to stress here.
Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hamocher Avdolo Oved Kochavim, 100%. Obviously, I'm speaking. Hamocher Avdolo Oved Kochavim, Konsinoto Ad Me'ah B'damav. Okay, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, according to this version, is reported as saying, if somebody went ahead and was over on this issur, so not only is the Eved Yotzei L'Cheirus, but there is a Knas Minarabbanan that he's going to have to buy that Eved back. If the guy refuses to sell, he can bargain him all the way up to 100 times his value. Now, does that dafko love? I mean, does he mean literally 100 times the value? And, or is all as he's saying is that, look, you know, you're going to have to really try to buy that Eved back, even if it's going to cost you more than you think he's worth? Well, Tashmad, Yom Reshakish, Amocher Beima Gasalo Vekochavim, we know we're not allowed to sell. Beima Daka for sure is a problem because it goes grazing in other people's, for sure it's considered to be a mazik. But Beima Gasa, we have a gezera not to sell to a goy because of the fact that that may end up with a chilul Shabbos of your Beima. The animal may be tried out, some chilul Shabbos. People will see that this person is using your animal to do work on Shabbos. So we ossered these sales. Now, over there, Reish Lakish says, "Konsinoto ad asara bedamea." So it says over there that it's 10 times, not 100 times. So I mean, it doesn't really make sense to say that it's dafke. I mean, why here would it suddenly become 100 times? Well, I mean, why not? I mean, dibashani evet chol yuma v'yuna mafkilei mi mitzvahs. I mean, look, I can certainly tell you there's a big difference between this one time being over on the sale of a cow, you know, where somebody's going to think that you're working with your animal on Shabbos, to an evet where every single day, every single davening, every single Shabbos, you're constantly being mafkiyam over there. Maybe indeed, we want you to buy him back, even if it's going to cost you 100 times more. But takes the knas? Nobody takes the knas. Konsinoto means we force him to buy him back. Konsimoto means the knas consists of the fact that he must get that evet back away from the goy. And obviously, the only way to force him to do that is the bezna. But no money exchanges hands in this knas. The knas says that he has to buy it back from the goy. Nobody's taking a knas. What? That's what we just said. You have to offer him double. I'll pay you double. I'll pay you triple. I'll pay you 10 times. That's the question. Do we mean literally you have to pay 100 times or not? Okay, this was the first version. Now, there's actually an inverted version. And that was the exact opposite. We start off with... I'm sorry, I got lost my place. We start off with the following. Levi. According to this version, the knas was paying 10 times the value. And we asked about that, 10 times. Is that dafka 10 times, or is it lav dafka? And according to this version, we bring the opposite from Rish Lakish. Gam Rish Lakish amocher beima gasala vikochovim kun tzinato ad me'a bedamea. So how come if you sell an animal, you would have to pay 100 times the dummy? If any of this was, apparently we're using these lishonot as a lishonot of guzma, right? So Zigma, well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe the point of here is that indeed there's a major difference between the two. And that would be that the Eved, remember, has to go out lecherut. So if you're buying him back, you're buying him back to free him. You're not going to get him. So the Eved is lo hadarle. We don't have to pay that much more. Okay, up to 10 times. But the behema, we should pay because you're going to keep the animal. Oh, come on, man. Okay, so that makes the difference of one more time, right? You're saying, if I don't get him back, I pay 10 times his value, new. And if you do get him back, you should pay 11 times his value, because now you did get him back. So you got the thing. So the 11 is really 10. How did the 11 become 100? That doesn't make any sense. So the behema time of my mishum dahadrele. So then, fine, add one additional time. Like to say, tvechad. Ella, the point over here is that an eved is a milta de lo shchicha. The eved is something that doesn't happen very often. And that you should sell an eved to a goy, milta de lo shchicha, lo gazer, but the rabbanon, even though they may be gozer, they don't make a big deal about it. Mashenkein, the type of sales that take place all the time in Achinami, there it makes sense it should be 100 times more. Over here for the Eved, no, okay, Mela. Boy, mine Reb Yirmiyah Mirbasi, Mocher Avdo Vameit. The question also is this: what does this knas consist of? If a man sells his Eved and then he dies, now, is it that the knas is against the estate, so that the children also have to pay 10 times or 100 times, as the case may be in Reb Yehoshua ben Levi? I mean, the might say that it is 10 times. So the children have to go ahead and pay 10 times more and be yotzei the chiyuv of buying him back from the goy or not? So imtim tzulomer, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, well, we have a similar case. The similar case is a kohen who was tzorem ozen b'chor v'meit. He, the kohenim, are choshud to make a mum in a b'chor, because otherwise they're going to have all these b'chors. People give them the b'chor. They have a right to eat the b'chor. If that is a balmum, it's a very tempting kind of thing, is to let it get a little, niche in its ear, and then, see, what a shame. Looks like we can't bring this as a carbon. We'll have to have it for Thanksgiving dinner, So, therefore, there were konesim. A question is, he's not allowed to have any kind of hanaf from this bechor, and here the guy dies. So, over there, the halacha is that we are kodesh b'no acharav, and the estate cannot make a Thanksgiving dinner with it. So I will tell you, don't try to bring me a raya from that. I'm also smart enough to think of that. But that's because mishum d'oraita, isur d'oraita. Making a mum b'kodshim is an isur d'oraita. The guy was over an isur d'oraita. I understand that we were kodesh even the estate. Look, over here, the idea of not selling to a goy, it's an issue, Rabbanan, it could be the Rabbanan, we're machmir to make it against the estate. And I know the other thing you're going to bring me a riot to. You're going to bring me a riot from the fact that if someone was Bechavein Melachtol Moed, he's not allowed to do the Avoda, right? So this guy's got a Dover Avod. If he doesn't take care of this now, he's going to be losing a lot of money. His entire harvest is going to go to waste. What's the din? If he'd left it on purpose to do Chol HaMoed, and he could have done it before, he's not allowed to do it. Now, the case over there is that if he dies, his children are allowed to do it. And lo kotsu b'no acharav. So you'll say, okay, so you see from there that the general principle is lo kotsu b'no acharav. No, not necessarily. Because maybe over there the reason that we're not kodesh the estate is lo avad yisur. He didn't do anything yet. Right? He was going to do. So, sorry, sir, but you're not allowed to take care of your field. And what are we going to say? Sorry, children, you're not allowed to take care of your father's field because the famine, as far as they're concerned, they inherited a field which they're going to lose $10,000 if they don't work it now during Kholos. What are we supposed to do? So over there, they weren't Kones to children. It was Lidide, Kotsurabon, and Valete. They don't exist. Okay, so that's the question. Hachamai. Do we say Lidide, Kotsurabon, and Valete? See, he doesn't exist anymore. Why give a Knas to the estate? If the Knas was against him, then he is not there. Or was the Knas against his estate? I mean, it's a monetary chiyuv. And if that's the case, it was Mamone, Kotsurabon. The mamone, the estate, is extant. It doesn't matter who is currently in charge of the estate, him or his children. Vayite. Amar lei, so he said, I will bring you a raya tenitua. Sodesh nitkaftza b'shvi'it, tizor alam hotza'e shvi'it. A soda that you took away all of the fallen thorns and bushes and so on, and you just fixed it up that it shouldn't look like a churva. That's not called avodat karka. Here it's talking about things that are just fallen over the field. You didn't plow it in order to get rid of these things. They were no longer connected. Over there, mitzvah shvias, you can also immediately go in there and plant, despite the fact that obviously it's easier to plant when the land was cleared. So if it was, however, nitayva oni daira, if it was you hauled in all of the manure that you had from your farm and you dumped it in that field, or you did it the easy way, you just had the animals live there for a while, you made that the deer, so then that is called a shevach of the adama itself, and then you cannot be nene from that additional nourished karka on Matzai Shvias. The Am Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina, we have a Kabbalah, Naktinat, that if a father was mative in this fashion, the field, and then he died, and now the son inherits the field, and now it's Matzai Shvias, Benozorah. So you see from here, Alma, when we make these type of kinasot, l'didei kansurabanan, but livrei lo kansurabanan.
That's an answer.
Same thing. We have another case as Abaya. I also have a Kabbalah about this, that in a case where a person was metamei taharot shel chavero. Now over there, the halach is it's hezek shen haniker. We have not worked out any type of tuma detector, right? Mm. Nonetheless, this guy's not going to be able to eat his peirot. So he, the one who was metamei, dies. Even though there's a knas that he's supposed to be paying back the guy that he did this to, his children do not have to pay. Lo kantsura bono bono acharav. Why? How does this work? By time a hezek sheneniker, miikra din is not considered to be hezek, therefore there's no chiyah. It's all a knas to rabbanan. And here too, lididei kantsura rabbanan, livrei lo kantsura rabbanan. The next case in the Mishnah is that he sells his eved lechutzlaretz, Tana Rabbanan. Hamocher avdo lechutzlaretz, yatsa lecherut, v'tzarich get shichrur mirabo sheni. In this case, he sold it to a Jew living in Borough Park, and a Jew living in Borough Park obviously can write a get shichrur, as opposed to the case where he sold it to a goy where he has to write the get shichrur. Now, in this case, that Jew has to get the one has to write the get. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, this is not straight across the board. You have to analyze the case. Pa'amim yatsa, pa'amim lo yatsa. Sometimes he's yotze lecheres, but sometimes he's not yotze lecheres. Ketzah. Suppose a guy says, ploni avdi mecharti leploni antuki. I sold it to Mr. So-and-so, the American. So then he's not yotze. He's an American. Maybe he's an American who has a dear inheritance role. I mean, what? The fact that he's an American doesn't mean he's living necessarily an American. He's going to be taking the Evid out to Borough Park. If he says, Lantuki Shabantukia, then obviously the Antuki lives in Antioch. So over there, yes, then he means clearly he's selling it to Chutzlaret. Then he is Yotze. Yes, we know by name. Obviously. Vatanya, a very important insert into the daf. Vatanya, Mechartiu la Antuki. Doesn't it say the opposite? That actually, the whole thing is one notch down. If you sell it to an Antukian, so then it's Yotze. If he says, I'm selling it to Mr. Antukian who's living in Lud, Only then where you make it clear that he's not in Chutz La'aretz. Over there is he's lo yatsa. Well, that's true. The question is whether the default position is that the guy would be in Eretz Yisrael. So one is talking about where he's got a home in Eretz Yisrael. If he's got a home in Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason where we have to assume that just because I sold it to an American, it means that the Eved's going to Borough Park. I mean, it's an Eved. It's an American with a deer here. So who's to say that's not going to keep the Eved here to take care of his deer? I mean, I'm not clear if now start worrying whether he's going to move him to Borough Park. But the other case is where the guy only has a hotel in Eretz Yisrael. If he has a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, then that's not enough for me to assume that the sale isn't meant to go to Chutz La'aretz, unless it says specifically to the guy who is living in, and he makes it clear that it isn't meant to be a sale to go out.
If later on he would have taken it to Chutz
La'aretz. We'll get into these cases. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, how about a Ben Bavo marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael? Now, the problem is that this woman has avadim that she's bringing in as part of her nadunya. So this is Son Barzel to him, right? Now, he tells her, as they always do, we're just going for a year, you know, until I finish my degree. You know? So now it's da'atolachzor. You know? So now the question is, and we know there's an outstanding machloket about a case where a woman brings in nichsei tzon barzel and they get divorced. The tzon barzel happens to be extant. So let's say this Eved is alive. Nichsei tzon barzel means that the Baal takes full responsibility to give the value as it was estimated in the Ketubah. He's going to pay it back to her. How about if the Eved is alive? And she said, I don't want the value. I want the Eved. So we have a famous machlokas, whether hadin imo or hadin ima. Does nichsei tzon barzel mean that actually it's his, except that he's fully responsible for its value? Or does nichsei tzon barzel mean, no, it's actually hers, except that he's fully responsible? This question that I'm asking about a woman that has brought an eved into a marriage and tolachzor, I'm asking according to both mandiyamim. Tiboy la mandiyamim dinima, tiboy la mandiyamim dinimo, tiboy la mandiyamim dinima. So you could say, given shadin ima, since she has the right to be tova'at, the actual eved, so it's considered to be still her eved. And he promised her that he's coming home. So therefore, there never was a sale to Chutz La'aretz. Odioma, kivan de mishab de lelepera. Or do we say that since nichsei tzon barzel gives him the right to use, and he's fully responsible if anything happens, so then maybe it has a din of her giving it to him, so it's kedidei dami. Or I could ask it the other way around. I could say tibay lamad yomar hadin imo that he has the right to keep it, because we could say kiman shadin imo kedidei damu. Since if he wishes he could keep it, and insists that he's going to pay for it, so maybe it's like his. Do we say that, look, I mean, the bottom line is, until he actually does that, he hasn't acquired it, it's only in the custom that he's responsible for, but actually, it's still viewed as hers until he exercises that right. So therefore, it's kididandamu. This too is teiko. Rabbi Yochanan taught me an interesting halacha. An eved that was yotzi acharabo l'suria, Umacharosham Rabo Yatzalacheres. So here, his Odin moved to Syria. The halacha is that the Eved, of course, cannot be forced to go to Syria, because nobody is allowed to force any family member out of Eretz Yisrael, even to a place which is connected to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't help. And therefore, if this Eved agreed to go, you would have thought that the Rav can't sell him. And the Rav can't lose him by selling him, because he said, well, why'd you follow me? Nonetheless, it says over here that he was Yatzal Acheres. The problem is that Reb Chiya has a braita that said, the Eved, in following the Rav, loses his chut to insist that if he sold there, that he goes free. Ibeit et chuto. Yes, there's no comparison. The first case was talking about where the Rav said, look, we're going to just, you know, we're going for a vacation to Syria, or we're going to move for a while to Syria, we're coming back home. So will you come with me? So he agreed to go with him for a month, whatever. Then all of a sudden they get there and the Rav sells him. So there, of course, he's Yotzei L'Cheres. Shekan Shedat Rabo Lachzor, Kan Shein Dat Rabo Lachzor. And in fact, the Braita makes that very clear. V'atanya, Yotzei Ha'Eved Acharo L'Suria. What? Yotzei Ha'Eved Acharo L'Suria? That sounds like an Eved must follow his Rav L'Suria. Why? Yotzei? Lo Sagit Lo Nafak? You mean he has to follow the other? V'atnan Ve'ena Ko Motzi'in? Nobody can be motzi from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Sorry, we said that wrong. Okay, here's the braita. Yatsa ha'eved achar rabo l'suria. If an eved followed the adon to Syria, and the rabo was mochro sham in Syria, then it depends exactly as we said. Im dat rabo lachzor. Initially, he told him he's coming back. So then kofinoto. Then he has to. He's yotzei l'cheres. But im ein dat rabo lachzor, and the eved nonetheless agreed to the move, then ein kofinoto. And this supports our answer to what appeared to be a contradiction in the positions that we originally staked out of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya. Daf mem dalet. Hamocher avdolavik ochavim alochutzlaretz yatsa ben chorin. Tadar rabbanon hamocher avdolavik ochavim yatsa lecheretz utzara get shirchor mi rabo rishon amar rabbi shimei ben gamliel ba med devarim yamorim shelo katav alo avon no. Avon katav alo avon no. Zeo shichru omay on no. Amar rabbi sheshet the katav layachi. Likish tivrach mimenu ein li esik becha. Tadar rabbanon lava alav min avik ochavim kiven shasalo avik ochavim nimuso yatsa lecherut. My nimuso. Amar rabbi bar yudan nashke. How could a nimus be a nashke? It says arisin v'chachirot v'arisei batei avot v'avdei kochavim avit kochavim shemishkein tzedel Yisrael, even in the event sha'asalo nimuso, which according to you means nashke, which is ridiculous, to him in a maser. He's architect nashke. What is that supposed to mean? What about nashke? Elon Rav Sheshet, take it back. The meaning of nimuso is your kovea azman for the chalos of the cell. The mortgage is completed. So then if that's the case, kasha zman hazman, lo kasha, oda mata zimne, oda lo mata zimne. Ah, for Gabi Eved, we're talking about mata zimne, tzrich ala meymar, lo yidivide de lo mata zimne, lo kasha, ha la gufa, va la pera, according to Tosfos, ha guf, va pri. Vi boi dema, vishalava, manat le mishkano, va lo mishkano, so he never exercised the lien yet. Tana Rabbanan kovo bechovo shelakacho sikrikin lo yatsa lecherut. What? Bechovo lo yatsa lecherut? V'aminu arei she'anaso beit ha'melech gorano. Im bechovo chayav la'aser, even though he didn't want to give it to them. Im ban porot patur mila'aser. Okay, they're shiny atom. Deko mishtar shelei. Toshma, diyom ha'rava mocher abdola farhango vit kuchavim yatsa lecherut. That's because Hatabav Lefayez for Lopiez. Gufa. Omar Rav Amocher Abdullah Farhango Vid Kochavim Yatzalacherut. My Havile Lamevat Havile Lefayez for Lopiez. Boy Rabirmia. Machro Lashoshim Yomau. Toshmadi Omar Rav Amocher Abdullah Farhango Vid Kochavim Yatzalacherut, even though he's coming back, isn't he? No. Hatab Farhango Vid Kochavim? He's never coming back. Ain't a chazer. And then I have some other questions. Machro chutz mimalach tomau. Or machro chutz min hamitzvos mau. Or chutz mishabbatot v'yamitovim mau. Or machro l'gerto shav. Or machro l'Yisrael mumer mau. Machro l'kuti mau. Well, at least pshot miyachoda. Gerto shav areo kovik kochavim. As far as kuti v'Yisrael mumer, that's a machlokas. Armel kovik kochavim v'armel k'Yisrael. Well, minei mirabi ami. Evet shipi latzvo l'gayasot. But they're offering compensation. You'll be able to find a raya. Pok ayin b'mechiltach. Nofak dok v'yashkach. Tanya, amocher beitol ovid kochavim dabav asurim. But in ovid kochavim, sha'anas beitol she Yisrael. Ve'in ba'lav yachol otzio lo b'dini Yisrael v'lo b'dini akum. Mutar litol adamav, and he's even able to be kotev umaleh barakot shalem, because any money you get out of these guys is kematzil miyadam. He's not going to come. Does that mean davka lav davka? Tashma. The Omer Shlakish Amocher beima gasa leoved kochavim katzinato ad asara b'domea. So clearly, there's something's wrong with this mea. Dilma shiny heaven. Maybe it's worse. Ko yuba v'yuma mafkele b'mitzvot. He can hammer the other way around. That Omer Bishu beleiv Amocher av leoved kochavim katzinato ad asara b'domea. And it was on that we asked davka lav davka, and then we said even ad mea b'damea. Yeah, but there too we could support both things as being davka shani yevin dolo adarle. Or what is that supposed to mean? So behema time of my mishum adarle. So add one more unit. No, so lik to say tveichad. How do you explain 100 times more? Okay, fine, but maybe the issue is this: Ever is a built to lo shchicha, milch lo shchicha, lo gazi berabon. So they're not that marked in it. Boy, me and Rabbi Yemer and Rabbi Asi, machar avdo v'meit. Baushi katzuot b'no achrav. Don't try to bring me a raya from Tzaram Ozen Bechor. We're over there. If he's mate, the dinis katzuot b'no achrav. Maybe that's because matamun bekarchem is innocent to your right. Avalacha tzidis drabon, and maybe we're not. V'im tim tzaloma. I know you're going to try to bring me from another raya, from the case of Kimen Malacha b'moed, where the guy dies. The din over there is that the children are allowed to do the work during Chol HaMoed if it's a davar avon, and lo kantzu b'no acharav. That's because he never did anything wrong. Shelo avad isura, but over here he did. So chamai. Do we say l'didei kantzu rabban avalete, or do we say l'momoni kantzu rabban avayite? There's no problem, but if the Taival, the Daira, which is real Avodat Karka, lo Tizoral, Matzai Shviyas, and Amrib Yasbir Bechanina, Naktina, that if he did go ahead and Itiva, if he died, then Benozor, you see from there, that the day Kansarabanel play. I haven't got another case like that, Naktina, that teammate Arot of Shechavero, mate, even over there, lo kantzarabon an acharav. B'no acharav, why? Because Hezek, Shedronikr, is lav shmei Hezek. And it's a knas of Darabonan. Even though the knas is to view Hezek, Shedronikr, as if it's Hezek, in which case it's obviously against an estate, it isn't viewed that way. And only l'didei kantzarabonan and livrei lo kantzarabonan. If he sold them, you have to analyze the sale. Pa'amim is yatzal cherut, but pa'amim lo yatzal cherut. Like Kate said, suppose he says, ploni avdim b'chartia l'ploni antuki. Just because he's identified as antuki doesn't mean that he's being motziyim l'chutzorot. Over there is lo yatzal cherut. If he says l'antuki, who lives in Antukia, so then is Yotz, Aiva, Tanya, Mokartia, Lantuki, Yatsa, Lantuki, Ashoro, Ibelud, Lo Yatsa. Oh, it depends what the default position is, Lokasha. Or the Itla Beta, where it's all that's reasonable that he's going to leave the Evan here, or the Itla Yushpiza alone, where it's Israel. By Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Bavel, Shalasa Isha, where it's Israel. Ichnisolo Avadim Shvachot, Vedatolach Zor. Mao. Tiboy Laman the Omra Dinima, Tiboy Laman the Omra Dinimo, Tiboy Laman the Omra Dinima, Kivan Shadinima, it's hers. O Dilma, Kivan de Mishab de Lele Pera, Kiddi De Dami. And I can even be Tiboy Laman the Omra Dinimo, because Kiva da Dinimo, you'd think, well, obviously it's Kiddi De, but maybe not. It could be that so long as he didn't do it to Pera, so Kiva de Lokoni Lele Gufe, it's still considered to be Kiddi Da Dami. Take cool.